You're listening to SBS News.
Come on in.
Welcome.
Come on
in. Thank you.
For Jonathan and Elizabeth Webster, their home, their kids, and the family dog are everything.
I need to go and buy a cake.
Yeah.
So her boss gave her a cake yesterday and some flowers.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And made me think, oh, we need to buy one.
They're planning their 17-year-old daughter's birthday celebration. But the Reserve Bank of Australia's cash rate increase, its fifth consecutive rise in as many months, coupled with skyrocketing costs of living, could make those sorts of expenses challenging moving forward. The board met on Tuesday, announcing a decision to lift interest rates by 50 basis points, taking the official cash rate from 1.85% to 2.35%. Speaking shortly after was Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers.
This is tough. This will tighten the screws on family budgets. This will put more pressure on a lot of Australians who are already stretched enough.
The Websters are among those Australian families preparing for the pinch.
And for us, it may mean not buying a daily coffee anymore. It may mean cutting back on a couple of streaming services that we've benefited from while we're in lockdown and needed that extra entertainment. It could mean that with the price of petrol that's potentially going to go up again at the end of the month, we still need to drive. So it's a case of, you know, could we use public transport? Is that a more cost-effective version for us? And look at different ways that we can try and scrimp and save so that we can maybe find that extra $300, $400, $500 up to $1,000 if it gets to that point.
They bought their house 12 years ago when rates were at 7.5% and are worried they might climb in that direction again.
When we refinanced 2 or 3 years ago to extend our house, we were very fortunate to have fixed rates that were very low. We've just fallen off that cliff now and had to refinance again.
Scott Phillips, Chief Investment Officer at financial advice company The Motley Fool, says for the average Australian mortgage holder, this means about $300 a month on top of their current repayments.
It's a brutal impact because not only are prices rising, but the Reserve Bank is also making our mortgages much more expensive, hopefully trying to choke off that inflation. But in the meantime, that means Australian households are having to deal with both higher prices at the checkout, at the petrol pump, but also, unfortunately, from the bank if they've got a mortgage.
Some economists are warning the full effects of this most recent rate rise are yet to be seen, with many borrowers only just beginning to feel the impacts of the first two rate rises. Scott Phillips says it's unlikely rates will go down in the near future.
The reality is that even at neutral, with inflation still a really serious risk and the rest of the world having higher inflation than we've got here at home, it's probable, I think, that the RBA will continue to shoot first and ask questions later. They will increase rates, I think, to make sure they kill off the inflation threat rather than go too easy and risk it getting away from us.
All eyes will be on the October budget, set to be handed down by Labor next month. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the government is looking at long-term solutions.
We'll be introducing legislation this fortnight on cost of living measures, including for cheaper medicines and cheaper childcare. We understand the pressures that people are under, and we want to undertake measures that alleviate cost of living pressures.
But opposition leader Peter Dutton is calling on the government to do more.
I do know that Australians voted for the Labor Party believing they had a plan to help them out with cost of living. This was all predictable, and the Prime Minister said that he had a plan. He promised to reduce power prices, and Australians know that he hasn't lived up to that promise. In fact, the opposite has happened. Their power prices are going up and up under Labor.
Australia saw some of its lowest interest rates throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, with the Reserve Bank initially saying they didn't plan on raising cash rates until 2024. Greens Senator Nick McKim says interest rates should not have been raised and is calling for Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe to be sacked.
Dr. Lowe has got to go. He's smashing renters, he's smashing mortgage holders, he's smashing small business owners who are in debt, and he's doing it even though he told them interest rates would not go up until 2024.
Scott Phillips from The Motley Fool says given the current climate, the RBA had no choice but to raise rates.
At the end of the day, the RBA wanted to wait until wages went up. They were hoping that we could see some moderate inflation and some larger wage increases, and that would give them enough room and the right time to increase interest rates. And they hoped that was going to be around 2024. The bad news was the combination of supply chain shocks, of course, geopolitical issues, the war in Ukraine and others, have simply meant that inflation has arrived much, much sooner and much more strongly than was previously expected.
Of course, while people with mortgages are suffering, people with savings, such as pensioners, are welcoming an increase in interest rates after years of their savings earning them very little.
When the banks put up mortgage rates, they also should pay our savers a little bit more. And so there should be benefits for some savers in the economy. Largely, that's older people, but also our superannuation funds as well.
In the meantime, property experts like property lawyer Richard Chidiac have this advice to people considering entering the market.
My suggestion to buyers is just wait. Reassess your financial situation. Have a bit of a buffer in your bank account. You know, rates are going to continue to the end of the year. We don't know what's going to happen next year, whether we'll hit a recession or not. So have a bit of a buffer.
Mortgage broker Chantel Rangel from Mortgage Choice says the pain won't be forever.
It is a little bit daunting. It sounds a lot scarier than it is. However, economists are saying that this is just short term. They anticipate hopefully inflation will start to reduce.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.